"It's very kind of you," replied Stuart, "but I'm not much of a society man these days. Too much on the move. I never stay long anywhere. I blow into town and blow right out again, here today, gone tomorrow, a will-o'-the-wisp. The highways and byways are where you'll find me, always looking for Margot. Sometimes I feel that I'm quite near to her, and that she's just around the turn of the road. Other times I feel that I'll never find her again and never hear her voice again. Which reminds me, it's time I was on my way." Stuart paid for his drink and said goodbye to the storekeeper and drove off. But Ames Crossing seemed like the finest town he had ever known, and before he reached the end of the main street he swerved sharp left, turned off onto a dirt road, and drove down to a quiet spot on the bank of the river. That afternoon he swam and lay on his back on the mossy bank, his hands crossed under his head, his thoughts returning to the conversation he had had with the storekeeper.